to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week, we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my special co-host, Brad.
Hey, Julie. Thanks again for letting me fill in as your co-host. I can't believe this is the last episode of the season.
I know, and I'm kind of bummed that Matt couldn't be here with us to share in the fruit of our labor. Get it? Fruit?
I get it. Check this one out. You guys have planted a lot of seeds this season.
Matt would be so proud of us right now.
If you remember back a few episodes, we did a halftime review of this season. If you didn't get a chance to listen, it's not too late. You can go back and listen anytime you want. On that episode, we reviewed love, joy, peace, patience, and kindness, the first five fruit of the Spirit from our verses.
Speaking of verses, can anyone remember our verses for this season? They're from the New Testament, the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Great job!
Galatians 5, 22 through 23 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there's no law." Later in this episode, we're going to play a game to see if you've been able to memorize these verses.
But before that, we're going to review the last four fruit of the Spirit, which are goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And to help us, our special game show host, Anna, is joining us. Welcome back to the show, Anna.
Wow, it's so good to be back. Julie and Brad, let's play review.
Yes, I've always wanted to play, and now I've got my chance. Let's go.
Before we play our game, we have to review. We've got to make sure everyone remembers the last four fruit of the Spirit and the Bible stories we covered so that everyone has a fair shot at the game show later.
I like the way you think, Julie. So now, let's review. First step is faithfulness. Faithfulness is being loyal and committed to something or someone.
And we read a story about how God gave a man named Nehemiah a new job. He was to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. It was a huge job that took a long time.
That's right, and our good friend Ron the Builder told us how he takes a project from start to finish, even when it's hard. He is faithful to finish the project he's given.
Nehemiah did the same. God gave him a big and difficult job. Even though lots of people tried to stop him over the years, Nehemiah kept going. He trusted God to help him remain faithful to the job of rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem.
And God definitely helped Nehemiah. He sent supplies and letters and made sure Nehemiah could continue the work God had given him to do.
The Holy Spirit helps everyone who loves and trusts Jesus to stay faithful to him. What a good helper.
Next up is goodness. Goodness is doing what is best and right. It's rightness. We can sometimes be good with the help of the Holy Spirit. And God is good all the time. He always does what is best and is what is best.
Our story for that episode came from the book of Matthew in the New Testament. Jesus is talking to a crowd of people, telling them what the kingdom of God is like. He used lots of examples to help the people understand.
One example he used was birds. Jesus said that God cares for the birds. He makes sure they have food and are clothed with beautiful and colorful feathers. That day, we got to visit our good friend Guy at the zoo to learn more about birds.
God made hundreds of species of birds, and he is able to care for each and every one of them. He is good to care for all of his creation. The point Jesus was trying to make in his Sermon on the Mount was that if God cares for the birds, how much more does he care for people, his most precious creation?
God is good to care for everything he has made. And we can show goodness to others and all of God's creation with the help of the Holy Spirit, too. When we practice goodness, we show the world what God is like.
This review is getting me so excited for our game. We've got two more fruits of the Spirit to go. And the next one is gentleness. Gentleness is taking care to be kind with our words and actions.
We learned from our friend, Miss Liz, the curator, that when something is valuable and unique, you take great care to handle it gently. People take great care to create beautiful art, and curators take great care to handle it gently. They want to preserve and care for artists' creations.
And we learned that people are God's most precious creation. Just as he cares for us and shows us gentleness, we too can care for people by showing them gentleness, even when they don't deserve it.
In the Bible, we learned about the parable of the prodigal son. A prodigal is someone who gives or spends recklessly, like money. The prodigal son took his inheritance and spent it all recklessly. When he found himself sleeping and eating with the pigs, he decided to go back home and ask his father for forgiveness.
His father showed his son gentleness. He did not yell or get angry, but instead hugged and kissed his son, gave him new robes, and threw him a party. He was not harsh or mean, but showed gentleness to his son.
With the help of the Holy Spirit, those who love and trust Jesus can also be gentle. We can treat others the way that we want to be treated, with gentleness and kindness.
Lastly, we have self-control. Now, I don't know about you two, but I've exercised a lot of patience and self-control waiting to get to our review game. We're almost there. Self-control is the ability to control or be in charge of your thoughts and actions.
And our new friend, the ultimate Romans Road warrior, the wrestler, taught us that self-control is really hard work. You have to train your mind and body to do the things you want to do and not do the things you don't want to do.
Our story from that episode was about the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus went there to pray the night he was arrested. He knew his time left on earth was coming to an end, and he was scared. He asked God for help to carry out the rescue plan. Jesus was going to die on the cross for sin so that everyone who loves and trusts him can be with God forever.
Jesus was sad that they didn't have the self-control to stay awake and pray with him.
We know that Jesus stayed and prayed. He was faithful to the job before him. He was good to take the punishment for sin on the cross, even though he never sinned. Jesus was gentle to the thief on the cross next to him that asked for forgiveness. And Jesus used self-control to remain on the cross until he died, rescuing the world from sin and death.
We've learned all season long that Jesus gave his followers the Holy Spirit to help them bear the fruit of the Spirit too. God loves us so much that he gave his only son, Jesus, to die on the cross for your sin and ours so that we can be with God forever. Until that day, the Holy Spirit helps us show the world what God is like when we bear the fruit of the Spirit.
What good news, Julie and Brad. I think you're finally ready. It's time to play God's Big Story Review Game Show.
Let's go!
Okay, I'm going to ask you two questions about each episode, and you'll have 5 seconds to think of the answer. When the timer runs out, before we shout out our answers together, we're going to give kids a shot at it to see if they got it right.
Okay, everyone.
Are you ready?
Here we go!
Question number one. Faithfulness is being loyal and committed to something or...
Someone!
Question number two. What project did God give to Nehemiah?
Rebuild the walls of Jerusalem!
Question number three. Doing what is best and right is called...
Goodness!
Question number four. Does God care for everything he has made?
Yes!
Question number five. Gentleness is taking care to be kind with our blank and blank.
Words
and actions.
Question number six. When the prodigal son returned home, was his father angry or happy?
Happy!
Question number seven. True or false? Self-control is the ability to control other people's thoughts and actions.
False!
That's right. It's the ability to control your own thoughts and actions. Okay, question number eight. Did the disciples show self-control in the Garden of Gethsemane?
No.
But Jesus did.
Last question. Question number 9. When we bear the fruit of the Spirit, we can show the world what who looks like.
God!
Wow, we sure have learned a lot this season. I don't know about you, Brad and Julie, but I feel encouraged to know that I don't have to try to bear all of this fruit on my own. I know I couldn't do it on my own. I need help. How good is it to know that God has given those who love and trust Jesus the Holy Spirit for just that? Help!
Anna, that is the best news. Oh, what a great season it's been. We've got one more review game. Do you think you guys are up for it?
You bet!
Okay, our verses for this season have been Galatians 5, 22 to 23. Did you try to memorize it? Are you close? Hiding God's word in our hearts is so important. It helps us to love God and keeps us from sin.
Let's play a game to see if you've got it. How do we play, Anna?
Well, Brad, this is a classic fill-in-the-blank game. I'm going to say our verse, and when I pause, see if you can fill in the word that comes next. If you get one wrong, no problem. Keep going. Are you ready?
I'm so nervous, but let's go.
Here we go. But the
fruit
of the Spirit is
love,
joy,
peace,
patience, kindness,
goodness,
faithfulness, gentleness,
self-control.
Things.
There is no
law.
Galatians
5,
22 through
23.
Great job!
How did you do? Did you learn something new about God today from the Bible? Were you reminded of something good, true, or beautiful that you already knew? We hope so, but now it's time to live like it's true. This week, practice our verses over and over until you can say the whole thing.
Now, to end our season, let's sing about God's big book. Sing along with us.
Hey, gather around. Come hear the story that God's written down. Look, see what's inside. Living and acting, His word is alive.
Cover to cover, page after page, see what He has to say.
In God's big book. In God's big book. In God's big book. In God's big book.
He gave us the word, the good news of Jesus. Haven't you heard? We know that it's true. He's talking to me and He's talking to you.
Cover to cover, page after page, see what He has to say. In God's big book. In God's big book. In God's big book. In God's big book. Jesus loves me, this is how I know. Yes, He does, the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this is how I know. Yes, He does, the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this is how I know. Yes, He does, the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this is how I know. Yes, He does, the Bible tells me so.
In God's big book.
Whoa.
In God's big book.
In God's big book. In God's big book. In God's.
for listening to this season of God's Big Story. Remember, all of the stories we hear are from the Bible, which is really just one big story about one big God. Producer Brad, thank you so much for joining us these last few episodes. You've done a very good job.
Nice one, Julie. It's been my pleasure. Hey, listeners, if you'd like to read more about the fruit of the Spirit, you can turn to the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verses 22 through 23, anytime, and read it together as a family, maybe over dinner. For more information or details about the show, be sure to check out this episode's description or visit tvcresources.net.
Next up, Advent. Be sure to listen to our special Christmas episodes and then tune in next season to God's Big Story. We'll see you again real soon.
Bye.